if we ignore all this, again we arrive at the eigenvalue equation, but here we have this extra term uv1. So how do we do about it? So in a simple fashion to prove that orthogonality implies linear independence, we then multiply v1 on both sides. And this will give you 2 v1 transpose v minus 2 lambda v1 transpose v plus new v1 transpose v1. And v1 transpose v1 will give you 1, and v1 transpose v will give you 0, because the orthogonality assumption. And therefore, the third term becomes new, the second term becomes 0, and what's v1 transpose sigma? And here, v1 transpose sigma is equal to sigma transpose v1 transpose. Right. And since sigma is symmetric matrix, this is equal to sigma v1 transpose. Why sigma is equal to is a symmetric matrix? Remember the definition of sigma in imperial programmers. Therefore, sigma transpose is equal to 1 over m sigma x transpose x transpose. This is 1 over m x transpose transpose, which will give the x transpose x. And what's sigma v1? V1 is eigenvector. Therefore, sigma v1 is equal to sigma 1 v1 transpose. And v1 transpose is equal to 0. Therefore, the first term is also equal to 0. And we have only the third term remains. Nu is equal to 0. Nu is greater, we can get rid of the extra term. And then we arrive at the eigenvalue equation again. Then the optimal eigenvector is the eigenvector associated with the second largest eigenvalue. Because we have already picked the eigenvector with the largest eigenvalue as we want. So it's easy to see that V star is an eigenvector corresponding to the second largest eigenvalue. In general, 12k. Direction of average, we went up to k, are given by the key eigenvectors correspond to the key largest eigenvalues of this imperial Gramsci matrix. And in assignment 4, I'm going to ask you to prove this general case, which is similar to identify the second one. And the PC can also be derived by picking the principal vectors that minimize the approximation error arising from projecting data onto the case dimensional subspace spanned by the vectors. And here shows the example when k is equal to 1, identify the first principal vector by minimizing the approximation error. And you can understand this again by using this figure. This is basis vector, and this is our data sample xi, and this is sigma. And here we project xi onto v, and this point x bar I is the projected data, right? And this, and if we, this is a vector. And this vector is the approximation error. And we have already proved that this length is v transpose vxi. And it points to the same direction v. So this is xi. Xi bar is equal to v transpose xi as a sine magnitude, and v is the direction. Therefore, this approximation error vector is simply xi minus v transpose squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Here c squared is equal to L to norm squared of xi. Xi is fixed.
Xi is a fixed vector given to you. Therefore c is fixed.
And in the previous case we want to maximize a. C is fixed. It corresponds to minimizing b. That's this one.
Right? So that's two lengths to be considered, one from the maximum balance perspective, one from the minimizing of approximation error perspective. Any questions on this side?
Therefore we have a dimensionality reduction, if we say the informal of the first present our data, subtract the mean of the data set. And the first PC is the direction that explains the most variance of your data. The second PC is the direction perpendicular or orthogonal to V1 that explains the most remaining variance. And the third PC V3 is the direction perpendicular to both V1 and V2. That explains the most variance. So dimensionality reduction is PC the formal arguments. So data preprocessing we compute the mean, we replace x with its d mean version, and then we compute the data given the pre-centered data matrix x, we compute the sample covariance matrix 1 over n x transpose x. And then we compute the k leading eigenvectors V1 with Vk of sigma, where Vi is an dimension vector. Then we stack the eigenvector together into an n times k matrices, where each column I of V corresponds to Vi. And then now we are ready to do the projection to the k-dimensional space. We project the matrix into rank k subspace of maximum variance by computing this matrix product. Here, x is m by n, v is n by k, therefore z is m by k. Originally, each data is represented by n-dimensional space. And after this projection, each of the n is data points is represented by the k.
Features. Therefore, we reduce the dimensionality from n to k by making use of this projection. And to reconstruct x, we only have z, the projected data, right? And v, the basis vectors. And the only way to construct it is to do this method for multiplication, where z is n by k, b is n by k, b transpose is k by n, and then we have the matrix of n by n which matches the dimension. By doing this method product multiplication, we reproject from k dimensional space to n dimensional space. And then you can compute the reconstruction error, right? In matrix form, since this is equal to x minus, what's x hat? That's z, v transpose, what's z? That's xv. We need to minimize this subject that each column of V is orthogonal to each other and it has a uniqueness one. Okay. This is the objective in matrix form. And here is a toy example on blob data. And this is the data in the original space. This is the first principal component. This is the data in the projected space. And here we have the first principal component, second principal component.
which are assumed to be orthogonal to each other, right? And then we redraw the data in the project space. And in this case, since we don't do dimensional reduction, the original and the project are two dimensions. This belongs to rotate the coordinate axis. And again, examples on average data, we can project 2D to 1D, 4D to 2D. This is the first principal component, second principal component, and they show the data points in the projected space. So how to choose the number of principal components? There are basically two methods to choose this key. The first is to preserve some percentage of the values in the data. For example, typically 95%. The second is whatever works well for final task, final supervised learning task, classification or regression. And in this case, dimensional reduction is a pre-processing step for the subsequent supervised learning task. So let's example one. Handwritten data, so it has this number of images and 10 categories. It's 10 class classification proper. And each image is 8 by 8, and we can flag it into a 64 dimensional layer. And here's some representative examples. We split the data into training and testing set. We run PC on training set, apply the identified traces vector, this matrix V, on the training set and apply it to test set. So as always, the test data is always used for testing. It will not be seen by the machine learning algorithms during the whole training process. And here are the top 25 pieces shown. And here you see a little bit geometric structures of this OCD in those 25 pieces. And we can visualize the coefficient of the first principal components, coefficient. This first, this is the second PC. And you see a little bit grouping of different digits. Image of the same digits as encoded by different colors, but there is significant overlap among those 10 categories and digits. And explain the grammars. Each PC explains the percentage of the original data. This is called explain grammars. PCs are already sorted by explain grammars from highest levels. We give the number of pieces to get a certain percentage of explain grammars, typically 95%. So how to compute this ratio, this percentage? So the percentage is a, right, we have a numerator, we have a denominator. The numerator is total amount of variance to be explained. What, how to compute the total variance to be explained? So remember, we have sample of variance, right? If we insert the optimal basis vector, that is the eigenvector corresponding to the largest eigenvalue, then the sample variance becomes the eigenvalue. This equation. PSR, the optimal variance, maximum variance, is equal to the eigenvalue. Right? Therefore, the total amount of variance to be explained is simply the sum of all eigenvalues. This is total variance. And to compute the ratio, we need to identify k of sigma k, this dk, right? It increases from 1, 2, 3, 4, and this ratio increases until it reaches this ratio, 95% and above. This is how to compute the percentage of explained variance. is the ratio of the eigenvalues, sorted eigenvalues selected by the total, the sum of the total eigenvalues. Alright? So use result on the final task in the case of classification to select the number of components. That is to treat those as a hyperplan. So no need to rerun PC for each number of components. We run PC once for all, and we just select the larger subset of PCs. And in this case, classification entry is stable after using 20 PCs. So not much loss in performance using only 20 PCs, but it will serve another computation. And PCA versus SVD. So we have saw that the minimum Frobenius non-linear dimensionality reduction problem could be solved using the rank SVD. Originally, here this is y. Right? The optimal y is the SVD. It's SVD which is U, is a contains orthogonal columns. U transpose U is equal to I, S diagonal matrix V transpose V is equal to I. And this matrix Z is equal to U plus gives the optimal round key representation of the X-ray spectrum for Venus on the position. Right? U M times K, S K times K will give you M times K. Each data point is represented in k-dimensional vector. Originally, x is m by n, reduce n to k. So if we let k is equal to n, we don't do the dimensional reduction. We simply do singular value decomposition. X is equal to u sv transpose. Then x transpose x is equal to here. X transpose is equal to U, S, V transpose, transpose, that is equal to V, S transpose, U transpose, S is the diagonal matrix, that is V, S, U transpose, here is V, S, U transpose, U is V. And since U transpose U is equal to identity, due to the orthogonality of U, this gives X transpose X is equal to V, S squares V, I come here. Equation 1 and then equation 2, we have zero interest observations. This means that the right singular vectors of x, that is v, are exact eigenvectors of x transpose x. So those are the same thing. So we can also see that the eigenvalues of x transpose x, not x squares, are the squares of the diagonal elements of S. So eigenvectors of X transpose X is squares of the singular values of the data matrix itself. So this means that the k largest singular values and the k largest eigenvalues correspond to the same k basis vector, that is v1, v2, up to vk. Right singular vectors, eigenvalues. So according to PCA, the projection operator is Z is equal to XV. Z is equal to XV. X is equal to U SV transpose. So we have the same V, right? V transpose Z is identity, and Z is equal to US. Finally, note that if the composition based on only the K principal vectors, so U transpose U is equal to identity, V transpose V is equal to identity, remains the same, remains true. Therefore, the projection of Z is equal to X times V by PCA, and Z is equal to U S by SVD will still be identical and the same. So those manipulations show that PCA on X transpose X and SVD on X identify exactly the same subspace, resulting in exactly the same projection of the data in the subspace. finally come, you will compare the, you will have this conceptual question. What are the similarity and the difference between PC and SAP? Right, you need to answer that PC on this is equivalent to SVP on X. So as a result, generically, interdimensionality reduction simultaneously minimizes the forbidden norms of the construction error of X and maximizes the retained variance in the neural subspace. And both SVD and PC will provide the same description of this generic linear dimensional reduction and a solvable basis for exactly the same optimal subspace that is VI, V2, VK, which is the same right singular vector of X as well as the eigenvector of X transpose X. So when does PC fail? So PC, the primary motivation behind PC is to decorrelate the dataset. So i.e. to remove the second order dependencies. So if higher order dependencies exist between the features in the data, PC may be insufficient at revealing all structure of data. And here is a simple example. So this is typing a person fears will, and this motion can be completely characterized by the face of the will, that is theta, and this theta is highly non-linearly dependent on this coordinate axis x, y, z, higher than 2, the order. Therefore, IPC will give you the first principle along this direction, the second principle along this direction, which is meaningless in reviewing the structure, geometric structure of the data. And since PC only deals with first order statistics, that is the mean, we need to the mean. And the second order statistic, that is covariance metrics, right? It only cares about the first order second statistics. Therefore, it will work perfectly on data set, which is sample or generated by a probability distribution that is completely characterized by this one first order and second order statistics, which is Gaussian distribution. Gaussian distribution can be completely calculated into the mean vector and the covariance matrix. Therefore, PC will work perfectly Gaussian data. Right? And PC requires each component to be perpendicular to each other. So if someone asks you, why the PCs result from PC are also to each other? So you should answer, it's the assumption made by PC, they are assumed to also to each other. But this assumption is overly stringent, so the data may be arranged along an orthogonal axis, such as in this case. And the optimal direction shall be this. So, in order to generalize PC, we have another important argument that has already been cut from this course in order to make more room for deep learning lectures. That's ICD. I means independent. So the C is the same thing, independent component analysis. So part of the independent component analysis is essentially PC. And it has some edge computation. And it works perfectly for this type of data, which won't have this particular assumption. Right. welcome to the lecture 8.2, Kernel Principle Common Analysis. So what if the data lives on a plane flat surface like this? So PC cannot capture the curvature of the data, and the purple points will be close to each other after this projection. Red points will be close to each other after projection as well. So here is a more clear visualization. Remember, we have the isocontour PC projection. Points on the same dashed line are projected with same PC coefficient. And you see, applying PC on this nonlinear structure will more preserve the geometric structure in high dimensional space level. Then, how to project to a nonlinear surface? As always, we can do picture mapping, right? We apply a high dimensional figure transform to the data. Xi of Xi, project high dimensional data to a linear surface. Therefore, we run PC on this transformed data matrix. And to this linearly iso, we have linearly iso contour. And by project this to the original space, the contour is mapping. Similar flavor as previous classification with random matrix. And therefore, we have a feature mapping plus SVD given a data set n by n. We have a feature mapping from n to l, where l is generally larger than n. We obtain the following SVD based algorithms. We apply SVD on the transformed data matrix to get USV, and we return the projected data matrix as U times S. And here, so there is a deep source behind this type of operations. So in order to reduce the dimension, we need to first expand the dimension, right? Originally n, in order to reduce the dimensionality to k, we need to first expand the dimension to L, such that the dimensionality value can be better. And we have feature mapping plus PCA. So given a data set, a feature mapping, and we open the following PC arguments. We compute the covariance matrix in the feature space. And then where mu is the mean of the feature transformed data points. And after form this covariance matrix, we compute the K linear eigenvectors, where each V now becomes L by one vector. Of course, we work with a much higher dimensional feature space. And so we stack the eigenvectors together to form V in a columnized fashion, where V is in L by K. And then we project the matrix into the rank K subspace of rank invariance by computing the net product. And here we have M, each M is represented by L, and here we have L by K, which will finally give you M by K. Right. So as in classification, it's become very expensive to use explicit feature mapping, and in the basic SVD based algorithm, there is no way to avoid to explicit do the feature mapping. But in PCA based algorithm, we are able to take advantage of the curvature and to curvalize it. And until now, we have learned at least three parts of this curve, right? The first one is SVM, from primal to dual. The dual form has something to do with the inner product and therefore then we curvalize it. The second is rate regression, right? Remember the closed form solution for ordinary square is X transpose X in this has nothing to do with minimum product. Then we make use of the symmetric identity. I want you to put me in assignment 3. Remember? This will give you x transpose, and this is the minimum product. We colorize it. And the third term is the SVR, the perfect regression, from primal to form. To due, the due is in the form of inner product of different points, we parallelize it. Similar here, we want to review the through the manipulation that depends on inner product, and then we parallelize it. And here, this is curl PCA. So given feature mapping, we compute the covariance matrix in the new feature space. And here we make the assumption that so it's pre-centered in the new transform space. But this is not generally true. And here we take it for granted. Then we will describe how to pre-center it without explicit computer transformation. So this is the covariance matrix. And eigen decomposition of this matrix given is given by this is sigma vk is equal to lambda vk, k is equal to 1 after f. Right? So that's eigen equation. And here, sigma, we plug this into this formula which will give you this component. And then it's not hard to set up VK can be expressed by the weighted combination of transformed data points, where the weight is equal to this. Right? This is to move lambda k to here, lambda k, and move 1 over m lambda k to here, m lambda k, and this is your W, G, K. You see? It's a simple manipulation. And then we copy these two equations to the next slide. VK is a linearly combination, weighted combination of all data points in the transform space. And where WJK is 1 over m lambda k violates J transpose VK. That is, this curl of PC principal component is an linear combination of high dimensional vectors. And WJK are the weights to be determined, which depends on VK. Once we determine W, we can compute VK through this formula as well as through this formula. Alright. So we left multiply phi xi to both sides we have. So here, this equation is a result from this equation. We left multiply phi xi transpose VK, which will give you J from 1 to M WJK phi XI transpose times phi XJ. Alright? And this is equal to this comes from this equation, where we have phi xj transpose vk is equal to wjkm lambda k. Here we simply replace the index from j to I. Therefore, phi xi transpose vk is equal to m lambda k wik. product between two different SIG and the transformative, that's KIG. Therefore, here we have this. We have this summation, this becomes KIJ, and we have WJK, WJK, and we copy this from this, we get this equation. So, a question on the derivation. So, each step is just simple geometry, simple algebraic manipulation. And if we consider I, where is I? I is here. If we consider I is equal to 1 to m, the above scalar equations become the ith component of the following vector equation. K, W, K, M, W, K, W, where W is W1K after WNK. Right? Here we simply take in the kth row, right? Kth row. The ith row of this parametric scheme. Therefore, by looking at this equation, again, this is eigenvalue equation, right? So WK is a kth eigenvalue of BK, the curl matrix. And M number K is the eigenvalue of K, which is proportional to the eigenvalue of the covariance matrix in the feature space. Originally, this number K is here. Is the eigenvalue corresponds to the sigma. Sigma is in the new transformation space, new feature space. Therefore, PC, since those are proportional to each other, those lambda, therefore PC on sample covariance matrix in a transformer space is equivalent to PC on K. As I will make clear in the following derivations. Therefore, for your data point, the keys PC can be obtained by project phi of x star onto the kth eigenvalue of v, right? This is the original eigenvector of sigma. And we do this inner product in order to map, we map phi to vk. And this phi is a linear combination of high dimensional vectors. That's a linear combination. And this can be computed as a curl function. And we have already identified this through solving this eigenvalue equations. Then we are able to compute this case principal component. Therefore, here is the curl of PC algorithm. So given a data set M, x is m by n, and we have a curl function k, and the curl of pc can be computed as follows. We first compute the curl matrix, which is curl function to xij, and this is not centered, because even if the data is presented in the original space, after performing this feature matching, the data set may not be presented in this high dimensional vector space. And then how do we go about it? We can use this to pre-center the data set in the new feature space without explicitly computing the feature transform. So by relating k tier k prime to k, we zero center data points in the feature space. And this is the curl matrix of the centered data points in the feature transform. And how to arrive at this, I will leave the details in the next. These are the final piece of the curl principle. each W1 WK is a m-dimensional space. Therefore, the sum is over m. And this is the quantum principle coefficients of the phase principle. And here is the example using polynomial curl. And now purple points are further apart in the projected space. And this PC corresponds to locations along the data curl. So here, this is 0, right? And along the curl, this distance along the curl. This is distance along the curl. And the second PC corresponds to the distance from the center. Here, this defines the center. The points on the dashed line will have the same principal coefficient in the same principal directions. And here, these two figures, we are drawing data points in the original space. Here, we are drawing data points in the project space. And you can clearly see the first PC is the location around the data curve. And the second PC is the distance from the center. And you see the same symmetric, approximately symmetric structure. And the principal component analysis with RBF curl, the coefficient is the distance to clusters. Here we have two examples, three clusters. And the first PC can split the data into three clusters as follows: the color of the data points corresponds to the coefficient. Here, the first cluster, second cluster, and this is the second, this is the third. So why RBF curl corresponds to clustering? Because RBF curl also examines the Euclidean distance, right? Because it's Gaussian, right? And in a very much similar flavor than as k-means, it's also written as a leading distance. So that's a high-level relationship why RBF curl corresponds to clusters when you perform dimensionality reduction. And here is the example of bit images. Again, 8x8, flat to 64 dimensional vector. And we use curl PC coefficient as a new representation. We can train a logistic regression classifier. We can train different number of components. Once for all, we can perform KPC once, and then we can select a different subset of principal coefficients. And here is the classification result. KPC improves the performance compared to PC with logistic regression or pixels with logistic regression. And the curl PC uses a curl trick to perform PC in high dimensional space. Coefficients are based on the nonlinear projection of the data. The types of projection is based on the curl function selecting. So using RBF curl KPC can split data in clusters. And the curl PC can provide an effective pre-processing step for clustering methods as well as linear classification regression methods. However, as with all curl-less mercenary methods, the net computation of curl PC can be expensive because the size of the matrix to be decomposed is on the order of m squared. M is a number of examples in terms of. Alright? So in lecture 8.3, we have decent step-by-step implementation for principal component analysis and curl principal component analysis. So if you don't understand the math behind curl principal analysis, there's no worry. So check this step by step, then go back to the derivations, right? In curl PC, we do implement this one to pre-center the data without the explicit computer transformation in order to compute this curl matrix in GitHub. that's all for the next lecture. So see you guys next week.